Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today is April the 15th. Looking for Jesus for the right reason. We're going to look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass, which, you know, when you think about it, is there a wrong reason to look for Jesus? Well, when I share the gospel, hopefully it's going to make a little more sense, but I think it's a good message. And then just to let you know, for the rest of the week, we're going to focus on the daily gospels, but the theme will be the bread from heaven, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're going to be going into probably one of the most, if not the most important set of gospel passages contained in all of the gospels, where Jesus talks about himself as the bread of life. He's going to really establish this teaching of the Eucharist. Really, really good stuff. So hope you'll be able to join us for those programs. Before I start and read today's gospel, I want to say thank you. I haven't really had a chance to publicly thank you for your support of my ministry. I mentioned last week I was doing a fundraiser for a couple of days. I only do this once a year to really enable me to keep the full-time ministry going. It's difficult sometimes because I don't have a guaranteed source of income, and you are my source of income, and I'm very grateful for all the donations and also for all the prayers and words of support. I know you appreciate the work that I do. You have made it clear, and I thank you. My pledge to you is I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can. So thank you. If you would still like to contribute, you can do so by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. I really could use the financial support, but above all, keep me in your prayers too, if you would. Sometimes it's challenging to do what I do. There's a lot of temptations from the evil one because he doesn't want me to do what I do, and it's easy to get discouraged. So your prayers would be greatly appreciated. All right, let's look at this gospel now. It's John chapter 6, verses 22 through 29. And it takes place right after Jesus had fed 5,000 men, plus women and children, with 5 loaves and 2 fish. John chapter 6, 22 through 29. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one that he sent." Essentially, what we see here is people looking for Jesus, not because they recognized his miracles were signs of his divinity. And that's why John calls them signs throughout his gospel. But that they were looking for food. They were looking for something material. And Jesus was seen here, or he could be seen as a miracle worker, somebody who produced enough food to feed thousands of people, who multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands of people. So the thing we want to keep in mind is we want to be careful that we're just not looking at Jesus as a vending machine. We need something, we go to him, we get it, we move on. And we can all do that. We can all do that, but that we're looking at him as something more, the source of eternal life. Through Jesus, we can live forever in heaven. We got to start looking at that instead of just the purely material things. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. God bless.